Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I have friends who love to fly. Many of them pilot their own plane. Interestingly, people who love to fly describe it in a simple way. Endless hours of boredom, including a few seconds of sheer panic. I have more friends who fish. And interestingly, the description of fishing is a whole lot like the description of flying. Maybe a few words to be changed. Hours and hours of work and waiting mixed with a few moments of, well, amazing surprises. Well, except for Jake, who was the fish and game warden up in eastern Minnesota. Jake grew up with his buddy Stan Toussaint there near Hinckley, and they ran around together as boys, and Jake found that it was a lot more fun to be on the lake in the summer rather than in church on Sundays, and in the woods in the winter hunting rather than back in church. But Stan was a churchgoer, and they got along really well, but they were very different boys. So they sort of grew apart, except when Stan would go back to fish up there in eastern Minnesota, where there are so many beautiful lakes. And Jake sort of watched over one of them in particular. It's the one that Stan loved to go back to. And he'd put his boat in early in the morning, and he'd crank up his little 35 horsepower Evinrude and go way out into the lake, long before any of the other fishermen would have even arrived. Jake could never figure out Stan, because he would always get back in maybe an hour's time and always had his limit. Well, it drove Jake crazy. And so finally he said to Stan late one afternoon when they ran into each other at the country store, "Hey, how do you do it?" Stan says, "What?" He says, "How do you know, what's the secret? Everybody else has to fight for their fish, and you seem to get yours so easily." And Stan sort of shrugged it off. "I just love to fish, and I have a lot of success. You want to know the secret?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Good. Meet me in the morning at 4:30. We'll get an early start. You'll hop in my boat with me. I'll bring everything we need, and not only will I get my limit, we'll make sure you get yours." He said, "Oh man, that's great. Let's go." 30, 40 minutes, they roared along the calm lake, getting all the way out behind a stand of trees, beyond a mound over there, part of the lake where they were all alone. Sun was just beginning to come up. Stan shut off the motor and they sat there, waited until the boat stopped rocking. And Stan reached down to his tow sack and pulled out two sticks of dynamite. He lit the fuse on each one. He threw one out at one side and one out the other. Kaboom! Kaboom! And in a matter of seconds, big fish began to float up, stunned. Stan got his net and reached in, and Jake went crazy. "You cannot do this. It is wrong. It is against the law. You have had your last day of fishing. This is absolutely wrong. Who do you think you are, Stan?" Stan never said a word. He just reached down the tow sack, picked up two more sticks of dynamite, lit them, tossed them into Jake's lap. He said, "You going to sit there complaining, or are you going to fish?"
After Simon Peter had fished all night with nothing to show for it, Jesus told him to go out a little deeper and let down his nets. The Bible says that this time, the nets were so full, they began to tear. Now that's a dynamic fishing experience. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "The Morning They Shouted, He Is Risen," was copyrighted in 2012, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014. by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.